You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com. So, I've been working in your offices for the past 2 weeks, filling in temporarily for somebody who's on leave. I guess I'm not really the most mature girl, because I find it hard to control my flirtatious side even when I'm at work. I wasn't really trying to seduce you. If you made a move on me, I'd probably freak out. But that's just how I've always gotten my way. I teased my teachers to get better grades. I flirted with my last boss to get a promotion. Even though he was married, I didn't really care because it wasn't like I was really interested. Maybe knowing this is only a temporary job makes me feel even more secure in trying to fluster you at work, because I know I'll be out of here in a couple weeks and it'll never go anywhere. Besides, you've resisted all of my attempts and kept things strictly business. And because of this, my teasing and flirting seems to have gotten more and more blatant in the last few days. I don't know, what can I say? I guess I like a challenge. So tonight, after work, everybody's going to happy hour at the bar on the corner. But after a few drinks, I realized that I'd left my keys in the desk drawer at work, so I came back up to the office to get them. And that's when I found you working late. Now, I was a little tipsy, and this was the first time that I'd really had a chance to be alone with you. So I tapped on the door and pushed it open. Hey, Joe. All work and no play, huh? You should have come down to Murphy's with us. We were doing shots. Oh my gosh, you should have seen Emily. They had to put her in a taxi. She was so wasted. Lightweight. I step forward and I push a stack of files over so that I can sit my cute little butt on the edge of your desk, even though there's two perfectly good chairs in the room. Balancing there on the corner makes my thighs part a little and it gives you a wonderful view right up my skirt. A glimpse of my red lace panties drawing your eye before I cross my legs. Your eyes go back to your computer screen, and I hate the fact that you seem so good at resisting me. Then you hear my keys fall to the floor and bounce under your desk. Oh, it's okay. I can get them. I slip off the desk before you can protest. I'm on my hands and knees, my tight little skirt barely covering my ass as I'm reaching under your desk, feeling around for my keys. Now, normally a little harmless flirting doesn't put me in such a vulnerable position, but then again, I'm not normally half drunk in the office either. I stretch forward and let out a soft grunt as I can feel the keys with the tips of my fingers, but they're just out of reach. And suddenly I feel you pulling my skirt up toward my waist, the other hand slipping down between my thighs. Hey, what the fuck? Joe, hands off! I never in a million years expected you to do something like that. And now I realize that maybe I've made a really big mistake in trusting you, because even though I clearly was saying no, your fingertips were pulling my panties to the side, brushing along the lips of my pussy. I stumble and try to get up, but you aren't about to let go now, and your hand pushes against my back, bending me over your desk. Stop it, Joe! What do you think you're doing? It's then that I hear your pants unzipping, and now I'm squirming and pulling at the desk, crying out hard because I know I'm in over my head. Your cock rubs down the crack of my ass, and it is so hard. I beg you to stop. Joe, please! Think about what you're doing! But you take your cock in your hand, and you start to wedge it up against my lips, driving it into my tight little pussy with strong thrusts, even though I'm clenching and trying to keep you out. Soon you're deep inside me, and I'm squeezing so hard I can feel your cock throbbing between my clenching walls. I'm pleading with you to stop, and for a moment, I think maybe you've come to your senses because you suddenly pull it out and take a step back, allowing me to stand up. I turn and face you, tears in my eyes as I look at you. Joe, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you the wrong impression. I was only teasing. I didn't expect you to take me seriously. Oh my God, thank God you stopped. I'm not on the pill or anything. But that's when you move forward and push me back on the desk before I know what's happening. And your cock is stabbing at my slick little pussy lips again until you're back inside me. I reach up to slap you, and I try to push you away, but your hands grab my wrists and pin them over my head, so all I can do is writhe underneath you, calling out for help, begging you to let me go. But now I can see your eyes, and they're smoldering with desire, like you need this. You need me. And my body starts to lose control. Your thick cock is pumping my pussy over and over, and it's made me so incredibly swollen and wet. And now I'm the one who's throbbing, as my cries turn to pants and gasps. Oh God, Joe, please, stop! If you don't stop, I'm going to... Oh God! Oh fuck! Your grip on my wrist relaxes, but I don't even notice. I'm too deep in my own pleasure now to fight back. The thought of you holding me down and coming in my unprotected pussy just pushed me over the edge, and now I'm trembling with need like a little whore. Your cum is all I can think about. I lean up and I put my free hands onto your shoulders and look into your eyes. Let me do it, Joe. Let me fuck you. You put your hands under my ass and you lift me from the desk, pulling me up, holding me on your cock as you take two steps back and fall into your chair. And now it's me on top. Me who's fucking you. Riding your cock like this was my idea all along. Oh, I felt you throbbing inside me and I thought you were going to come. Do you want to come in me, Joe? You know, I'm not on the pill. If you blow your hot load in me, you might just knock me up. Oh my god, that's so fucking hot, don't you think? You want to risk it? I know you do. Please, Joe, I want to feel your hot, thick load fill my horny little pussy. Come in me. Oh god, please, please come deep inside me. Shoot your seed in me and get me pregnant. Just saying the words aloud pushes me over the edge again, and I toss my head back and cry out as a wave of contraction suck at your cock. And I'm coming so hard the juices are squelching out as you stab up inside me. I'm grinding so deep and I can feel your hips push up and your cock strain. And then the warmest flood of semen splashes against my cervix and it fills me up so deep inside as you twitch until your cock is completely spent. Oh my god, Joe, there's so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I can't believe you just came in me. Oh, 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 your head's against my chest. I'm holding your throbbing cock deep in my pussy. I can feel your hot load starting to melt down around you as your shaft starts to soften. Oh, God, I can't believe I've got your cum inside me. But all I can think about is your hot sperm swimming deep inside me. Oh my god. You could have totally just put a baby in me. Oh, this is going to make work on Monday seem really awkward.